Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. This week on the Ins and Outs of Money, we continue our discussion about home buying. Two recent home buyers, Sarah Perfetti and Abby Henkel, joined Ashley and I to talk about their experience. Ashley and I have already discussed some of the basic tips for home buying, and we continue with that discussion today.
So you found your house. What happens now? Well, you make an offer.
We'd already been pre-approved for our mortgage, so that meant we could act really fast when there was an offer. We kind of had everything ready. Our lender and our realtor and Sarah's mom worked together with us to make sure that all our forms were in line. So our realtor met us, helped us write the offer that night.
So she had it already written out, and then we just had to fill in some of the blanks about specifics. Like, there was a tractor, and we wanted to keep the chickens and the bees, so we added that to the offer initially. So we sat in the kitchen that first night and signed the paperwork.
Often, you pass a check over with the offer. Earnest money to show the seller that you mean business. It's up to you to decide how much you want to give, but your realtor will be able to give you some advice.
That was something I didn't know that we were going to have to do.
Yeah,
put down,
that's another one.
Okay, so now you have to pay $1,000 within 24 hours or 48 hours or something. And I was like, oh yeah, sure, here's a check. I just have it on me. I did not expect that at all.
Yeah, I didn't expect that either.
So factor that into your budget.
Then the seller decides whether or not that offer works for them.
I think they gave them 24 hours to accept, and they did accept the next morning. So that was a thrill. We knew that we could keep going forward. But there was a lot after that. We had to get an inspection within 15 days of the offer being accepted. Mm-hmm. And we met the inspector and went through that with him because we just wanted to know everything about the house because we were going to be living in it, hopefully.
Within an offer might be a clause that states this offer is only good per an inspection. It's probably good advice to demand an inspection for any giant purchase you're going to make, unless you are absolutely 100% confident that you can handle anything that might go wrong with the house yourself, and you're probably not, get an inspection.
Inspections can run anywhere from $200 to $500, and they're non-refundable. Know this going in. Also, know that if you want the house, that's a paltry sum of money compared to what you may have to pay if you don't get an inspection and subsequently find out that the house needs a new roof, new plumbing, electrical repairs, and new appliances.
If the inspection comes back spotless, awesome. If not, it might be time to renegotiate the offer. Anything can happen here, and lots of hearts are broken when the seller won't budge on expensive repairs, termite damage, a roof. But the thing is, it's their house. If they think they can get a better deal, that's their choice.
There were other offers on the table, and they had a backup accepted offer just in case ours fell through. The sellers thought, okay, they want it. We want them to have it. Let's just finish this. And we were kind of worried at one point that we were going to lose the house because they had a backup offer. And I wouldn't call it a threat, but they did let us know that there was another offer on the table. We thought we lost it a couple times.
So you renegotiate and ta-da, both parties agree. Now it's serious. But let's review. You've spent, say, $400 on an inspection. Maybe you've given a $1,000 earnest money payment, which will go towards the payment of the house. That's already $1,400 and you haven't even bought the hallway paint. This is why we say plan ahead. This stuff is expensive.
Now you close on the house. A closing means you, your realtor, the seller, their realtor, and the loan officer are all present to seal the deal. Closing on a house in Indiana can cost around $2,000, but can change depending on the state you're in. Oddly, some closing costs are negotiable, so make sure you get the right deal.
Closing costs include loan origination fees and other bank fees that pay for putting all the information together. They can often be rolled into your mortgage payment, but that means you'll be paying interest on them, too. That's okay with you, so be it, but maybe it can come out of your down payment too?
We took out more money than we thought we would need for the down payment. So since we had all of that, it covered everything.
After you've signed your name 1,000 times,
it was like signing an entire phone book worth of paperwork.
Congratulations. The house, the responsibility, and the investment are now yours. So what did we learn?
We learned, as we always do, that if you plan ahead, these really complicated things can be simpler, cheaper, and easier to deal with.
Thanks so much to our guests Sarah Perfetti and Abby Henkel for sharing their experience on buying a home.
Next week, join us as we talk to Marilyn Patterson from Housing and Neighborhood Development. She'll be giving us her perspective as the Housing and Neighborhood Development Program Manager on home buying and home ownership.
I'm Ashley Hall with United Way of Monroe County.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Program. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.